My name's Colin Valverde. I'm from Aquaverde Crayfish Farm and Hatchery, and I'm involved in the conference today to try to help promote the industry and encourage more people to start farming red claw because we need more product. What our industry really needs is some more serious investment and more professional farmers, not just hobbyists, which has plagued our industry. The vast majority of licenses are held by people that are just hobbyists, you know, which is fine, that's great, but it doesn't help our industry grow and develop. And we now have some new technologies that can really lift our industry from being an extensive amateurish practice into something a bit more professional.
Where's that investment and that interest coming from?
Well, that's a really good question. In Queensland, aquaculture is actually a little bit of a hard thing to do. There's a lot of red tape and a lot of regulations around it, which the government is promising to reduce to make it easier for new entrants to come in. We like the idea of other farmers that have access to water, land and resources to diversify into red claw as well, because it's not so labour-intensive to run a crayfish farm. It's just labour-intensive to get it started. There's a lot of capital that you need to get a farm started and a lot of infrastructure. But once it's going, there's not a great deal of work. So, you know, for other farmers to diversify and get into red claw farming is something we'd like to encourage.
What is the hook that's going to get some of these people across the line in the room today?
Mm-hmm. Well, what we're hoping is that now that we really have improved the genetics, that we have a hatchery, it makes it a lot easier for them to do it. And the market's there and the prices are really good. What holds our industry back is just the production. You know, that's the technical challenge for us. You know, some farmers are getting very inconsistent results from their ponds. They get the sick of it and throw it away. So we've got to take a lot more guesswork out of it so that we can get more consistent and production across the whole farm. And I think once we can do that, and I think we're at a stage where we can start to do that now, you know, the financial rewards will be there.
What does having a commercial hatchery bring to the industry?
Having a commercial hatchery, I think every major animal husbandry industry in the world has a basis for producing large quantities of seed stock for farmers to grow out. It's about specialisation, it's about controlling the genetics, it's about giving the best possible health status to the craylings that we deliver to other farmers for grow out. Consistency of size, it makes it a lot, the farmer now knows exactly what he's putting into a pond, so he can predict all his feed inputs, electricity, water inputs and things, and predict better what he's going to get at the end of it as well, rather than just guessing all the time.
What has hindered the success of breeding programs in the past when individual farmers have been doing this for themselves?
Yeah, I think to do a breeding project properly, as Professor Dean Jerry was discussing, was that it actually takes a lot of work for an animal that you can't tag the ear on it and follow its bloodline. So you've really got to confine the animals and you need a lot of infrastructure, a lot of ponds, and our industry just hasn't been big enough to really do that. So for us to get the selective breeding project working, it really took a combined effort of all the Queensland crayfish farmers to work together and make this happen. But, you know, we still have a long way to go, but I'm very optimistic about the potential of red claw farming.
Colin Valverde, it really sounds like you are on the cusp of a red claw revolution, which is the slogan of today's conference. Is that how you feel?
I think it is. I think it's as again, I already said, it's about the professionalising of our industry, and we're getting there now. We're really getting there, and I think you know, the Rural Industries Research Development Corporation is very interested in red claw, and they've been giving us a lot of assistance, and with that assistance, it also brings a lot of encouragement for the existing farmers to work to fill those knowledge gaps and really make it a viable industry.
How hard has it been in terms of the public and maybe the decision makers' perception of your industry, when for many people red claw is seen as a recreational activity, something that they just tag onto their camping trip? Mm-hmm. How do you convince them that you are a serious business, an industry that needs to be listened to and supported?
I think production talks. We have to have the production. If we start getting the production and generating wealth for Queensland, then I think the politicians will start listening to us a lot harder. While we're small, you know, they don't listen quite so hard. I think we have to put the runs on the board, and then they'll start to listen and help support aquaculture in Queensland. And I think the people out, you know, a lot of our farmers actually come from people that used to go catching, you know, yabbies in New South Wales or marrin in Western Australia or even red claw up in the Gulf Country, and going, I wonder if you can farm this. You know, this would be great to see if you could farm an interesting animal like this. And so a lot of people get into it you know, for that reason alone, that you know, it's an interesting animal. They have fond memories of kids fishing them out of billabongs and you know, and boiling them up in the billy next to the billabong.
And not bad eating either at the end of the day.
Exactly. Yeah, I think they're great to eat, and you know, there's something different as well. You know, because we don't produce enough. You know, people don't know them. You can't buy it retail. There's very little retail. You have to go to a restaurant to get them. And we'd like to change it. We'd like people to be able to go into a fish shop and buy a red claw as well and take them home.
It's a nice problem to have, that demand is actually outstripping your supply, but I guess that presents its own challenges.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It is the fundamental problem of our whole industry is just that supply. You know, we need to produce more. Hence this conference. We want to encourage more people to grow them. We want to encourage existing hobbyist farmers to get serious about it and expand and start producing them, because, you know, we're being phoned up every day saying, can I have crayfish, can I have crayfish, can I have crayfish? And it just hurts to keep saying no, we don't have them.